Good afternoon, The Exotic Expat. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily, it's Crystal. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering if you know the answer to this question. It's going to be
possibly a little bit of a red hot crack.
So you see Beatrice, my cockatiel. She had a bit of diarrhea yesterday, and now today she's trying to poo and she can't. She's a bit swollen. She's actually scratching at, like, her cloaca and really trying to push and looks swollen. Is she got an egg that I don't know about that's trying to come out?
Potentially. Or she could be egg-bound. If she's trying to scratch and everything like that, she'd be super uncomfortable. But it sounds like, yeah, she could actually be egg-bound, especially if she's not able to pass feces.
Okay. A little bit of something's come out. A little bit of fluid has just come out. I hatch wild eggs. I've never seen a bird. I'm only assuming this is what it is.
Can you just, what's the fluid? Is it clear?
Clear with a little bit of murky, I don't know, because I've got a box in there to try and keep the plates from blowing away.
Like mostly urates, do you think?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of, it's murky with the other little bit.
All righty. Can I pop you on hold for a moment?
Yeah, please.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check.
Hello.
Hey.
Are you, is there any way you're able to bring her down today?
Well, I'm about to have a shower and head into work to train clients.
I knew. We're a bit worried, though, that
so am I.
She's not going to be able to pass this on her own.
Okay. All right, so if I, what do I do?
Is there anyone, can anyone drop her off?
I will see what I can do.
Yeah.
If there's somehow I can get her to you, but then I have to go straight to work.
That's okay, because then she can stay with us, and even if it's, because you don't finish work until after 5:30, is that right?
Yeah, no, I don't finish work till 7 tonight.
Yeah, well, then she could, worst case scenario, she stays here overnight and then come and get her tomorrow. But I just don't want to leave it, especially if she's passing that clear, that murky sort of fluid, and it's just draining.
It's draining so hard.
We may need to collapse the egg so that she can pass it.
Yeah, because she's never had eggs or anything like that. This is brand new to me, but just she's happy and chirpy, and but she's definitely showing me she's got it. She's very open and she's letting me touch that area and everything.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you get her here, she passes it on her own. But sometimes with their first egg, they can either have complications, and they can't pass it themselves, or they've made a very big egg and.
Yep.
Still can't pass it themselves, we just don't want her straining too much more in case it causes further damage.
Yeah, because she's pushing hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I will quickly try and do something. I'll try something. Because, I've got a heap of wildlife here and Nick's supposed to come here and I go and, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay, cool. I'll see what I can organised, because she's very uncomfortable because she's scratching it with her foot and everything.
Yeah. Oh,
so you're not supposed to have eggs, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay,
really?
Cool. All right.
Too easy. All right, we'll see you when you get here.
Okay, thank you.
That's okay. Bye.
Bye.